I hope I ain't doing nothing wrong, but sorry, I'm only human.
You know, when you go higher, people act weird. .com. The silence is where I could even hear my voice. Like, it literally makes my heart jump. Hey y'all, it's Lauren LaRosa, and welcome back to another episode of BET Talks. Now, joining me today, one of my favorite music artists. She is Grammy Award-winning, NAACP Image Award-winning, BET Award-winning singer, but she is also a songwriter, an actress, and an all-around it girl. I have my girl Coco Jones in the building with me.
Yes!
Yes! Welcome!
Thank
you. Girl, you know,
Thank you, friend.
We be standing you over here, okay?
Thank you!
How you feeling?
I'm really excited. I'm happy to be here with you.
I'm happy that you are here.
Yes.
I feel like with your debut project, we are learning so much about you and seeing you in so many different lights. Do you feel like people have gotten to see you in this light and now are able to have a different conversation with you that you wanted them to have?
I do feel that way. I feel like now people talk more in the present.
Yes.
Versus like the past. You know, because as I'm emerging as an artist, at the beginning, the biggest thing about me was what I had done in the past. And so, you know, to continue to make new projects that are worth talking about, I feel now that when people talk to me, it's very artist-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And even like more artists than Hillary, you know, because for a chunk of time, it was about Bel Air. That was the hottest thing I had done since I was a kid. And so now with my music, like catching up and people, I guess, like awakening to me on the music side, I feel like a lot of the conversations are way more music focused, which that was always the goal for people to take me seriously as an artist.
I love that. We're going to get into the debut project is Why Not More. Y'all give it up for Why Not More. Okay, if you haven't been listening, you definitely should be. But I want to play a game with you to learn a little bit more, even more. You said, why not more,
Okay.
So this game is called This or That. So me and you with Tyler James Williams versus Until the End of Time with Leon Thomas.
Okay, well, I mean, that's so freaking hard. I'm going to say End of Time with Leon Thomas. I'm sorry, I'm grown, and you know, I'm grown. Plus, I just love Beyonce. I love the Beyonce and Justin duo. Mm-hmm. So us being able to flip that, I thought that was really, really dope. And it just all fell into the right timing.
BET Awards versus the NAACP Image Awards.
Now you know we over here with BET. What y'all think I'm gonna say? We love all, but we at BET, so BET. Thank you.
America the Beautiful versus Lift Every Voice and Sing.
I'm scared to answer. I'm like, please don't cancel me on either regard. Plead the fifth.
Okay.
I don't want to be canceled.
And you know what? We don't want that.
Dare I say that's a scary question? Because you're going to piss somebody off.
Always.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're going to skip right on to the next
period.
One. All right? Let It Shine, the movie, mm-hmm. versus Bel-Air, your TV series.
L-O-L-O-L. I mean, this is obviously tough. Okay, I'll say Let It Shine. If there wasn't Let It Shine, then there wouldn't have been Bel-Air. I think people have so much nostalgia attached to Let It Shine.
Yes.
But to me, I'm like, that was a job. It's different for me.
Yes.
You know, you want to grow in your career.
Mm-hmm.
But to people, it's like, that was when everything made sense. And I'm like, oh, okay. We have different perspectives on it. So I want to, you know, show gratitude while also being like, I am
moving
27.
On How does that work for you as an artist? Because I think it's a testament to your ability to tell stories as a character and all the things that you do where people attach to your work like that. But you do want to move on. And you talked about people up until this project talking to you in the past. Now they're talking in the present. How do you balance that part of it?
That's a good question. You know, honestly, I think that I like to put myself in their shoes, the viewer, the fan. A lot of TV and entertainment is escapism. It's really nothing personal if that moment means that to them and they don't want to see me for anything else. Whatever they need me to be for them, that's still a fan. So you can have whatever version you want.
Acting in a horror film versus acting in a romantic holiday film.
I'm going to say romantic holiday film. Mm-hmm. One, because them holidays always come back around and they just feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm scared to do a Halloween film or horror film because I'd be like, demons. I don't want that.
Do you not take roles because of that or?
I definitely lead with my like spirit intuition. You know what I'm saying? Like if something feels like, then I ain't doing that.
So Why Not More, the debut album. I think for a lot of people, when they hear debut album, this deep in your career, why did it take so long?
I'd be surprised myself, but, you know, I also had an EP as a kid, like as a teen. I feel like I still didn't know myself enough, and I was still really scared to mess things up. You know when you get a good opportunity and you're like, I'm just so scared to mess this up,
yeah.
I don't even want to ruffle a feather. That's not right. That's not artistry. I had to get comfortable in having a team that believed in me again so that I could really express myself.
You've been very vocal at certain points in your career with like your vlogs and your videos and telling what you were going through.
Yeah.
What was the turning point for you where you realized, okay, I really don't have it all together and I need to take this break to figure it out?
The break took me, honestly.
The break took me.
The space in between was not my choice.
Yeah.
But now, you know, hindsight and looking back, the silence is where I could even hear my voice, you know? Mm. Be like, oh, this is who I am. Oh, this is important to me. Oh, I do talk like this and I don't talk like that. You know, so finding my voice was really kind of what happened in the meantime, in the between. Honestly, I was super happy with how everything happened with the EP. Even though I didn't make the final say, I still was doing what I loved. I was making songs I loved, doing music videos again. There was a budget again. Yes!
Budget
I was up. Hello?
Yeah.
I guess people from that section of my life dropped off. Because, you know, when you go higher, people act weird.com. And so when people started to drop off, that's when I was like, okay, I think I'm going to be the only one that I know for sure is not going anywhere. So I need to be the voice. I need to be the through line. Because now they gone. And who am I? Again, kind of took me shedding that skin to be like, what do I really look like? And what do I want to look like in the future? Now it's up to me.
How many times have you had to ask yourself at different points in your career, who am I? You reinvent yourself at each step. At each level?
Often. I think it's a question that I'll never fully have the answer to. It'll be an ever-changing answer, even now that my debut album is out. Like, some of those storylines, I'm like, I will never even live like that again. How could I? And I don't want to. But, you know, I'm constantly evolving and life is constantly evolving. And I think with music, it's super important to be tapped in. Otherwise, you know, you're just putting on a mask and that's not going to resonate. I think it's like more important to keep asking when you're a creative because you're constantly outputting.
What is that like for you? You said you listen to some of the songs off of Why Not More and you don't want to live there anymore. You're not living there anymore.
Uh-uh.
Keep It Quiet. First song on the project, right? I'm listening to that today and I'm like, it's no way. Like this, there's a whole different era in her life. You're in a fairy tale part of your life right now.
Yeah.
Looking back on that music that you made at that time, what does Coco think to herself? Like, who was she then and how are you talking to yourself now?
I think at the time when I was creating the album, it's a chunk of songs that are from years apart. But majority of it, I just didn't want to look stupid. You know, I just didn't want to be embarrassed or regret. Like, even with Keep It Quiet, I'm talking out of fear. Like, do not make me look crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then in songs like Taste, I wanted to be free. I don't want to be what people think I am only. I want to be this too, so I'm doing it. Why Not More was like, these are the things that are true to me. What, am I really not going to live in that?
Right.
For who? Why would I not?
What type of music are you working on right now? Because you're in a very different place in life, career-wise, love-wise, all the things.
I haven't really, like, fully gotten back into the studio and, like, really locked in, but I do know that they have to be stories that I can fully live, you know? I mean, it's going to definitely be more love in the room than toxicity, okay? I mean, but even in relationships, there can still be a little toxicity, you know what I'm saying? You can still be petty. You can still be childish sometimes. Your inner child screaming for love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even with that, though, I think when you're with the person that is your person, it still comes back to, oh, I love you. You get on my nerves.
Yes.
And that feeling is like, I can't wait for you to make some more music because they're going to be right there with you.
It's like a safety net that is still scary to fall, but you know you're going to get caught. You know you're safe to fall.
Yes.
But it's like mixed emotions when you're falling. Like, this is fun. Why am I falling right now? Oh, my gosh, what happened to the last people that fell? I don't want to do that. But I'm in the air. Like, you know, it's so many. Like, girl, there's still plenty to write about.
Yes.
There's still so much to say that I feel like is my truth now.
The conversations that a lot of people have is like, can women do it all? Career, husband, family, all those things. And I saw your visualizer for On the Other Side of Love with Alicia Keys.
Yes.
And in that visual, one of the things I realized is how much y'all are there just talking to each other.
Yeah.
And she's a woman that has it all. She has an amazing music career, an amazing family support system. What things do you talk to Alicia Keys about when it comes to music, when it comes to how much you let people in or not let them in and what you're learning and just being a songstress?
I mean, Alicia was super gracious to even just sit there and talk to me, you know? Time is money. So
yeah.
I was like, thank you so much. Like, seriously, dropping gems.
She like she was pouring into you.
Hello?
I am sponge.
Thank you. I really feel like the biggest thing was just to not lose, like, your inner voice, you know? Because it just gets loud. It just gets loud and there's so many distractions. Great ones, terrible ones. But either way, there are distractions, and just to not lose your voice, you know? You've got to stay present with what is in front of you, you know?
I know you like to separate the two, because we grown now, but do you feel like then has prepared you for now?
I can always go back to Disney and remind myself of what it was like to balance all of those worlds. In a Disney project, you gonna be singing, you gonna learn some choreo and a script, and then you gotta go to school, and you better pass. At least my mom was like, you better pass. So it was really a lot to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't know it, but it was preparing me for, you know, this lifestyle. And I go hard because I want to push myself.
Yeah.
And I want to be uncomfortable. Because that's like also the athlete mentality in me too. You know, my dad was an athlete too. So I have a different mindset about it. I make things harder for myself because that proves that it's good.
Mm.
But I'm like, I'm tired.
Truth is.
Hello? Taste was like the scariest thing I did before putting out this album. And I want to be scared sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be like, ooh, because that's the adrenaline, that's the rush.
Yeah.
You know? I think that means I'm doing something good to me. Maybe not to everybody, but good to me. When you take the pressure off,
yes.
What it's going to be is what it's going to be, you know? When I was creating ICU, it was just like, hey, y'all, what are we doing today? Ooh, shot, Lay's chips. Ooh, I like that beat. I think I'll try something. And that was that.
Really?
Yes.
Girl,
it was just like so carefree.
I look at you when I see the opening. I feel the opening line of that song.
Yeah, because I locked in.
Yes.
It called to me.
Does Coco Jones think about like her purpose of her art? Like, what is your purpose of your art?
Yes, I do think about my purpose. I mean, not just of my art, but like, why do I get to be here with this platform? And why did I make it?
Mm-hmm.
Even after that time and there was so many years of nothing.
Yeah.
Why? What do I do with this? And I hope I ain't doing nothing wrong. But sorry, I'm only human. Seriously, I do think about my purpose all the time. And I'm trying to just do the best I can with what I got. And hope that I inspire someone. I do try to be very transparent about the journey, the time that it took, the self-doubt, the things that I had to work on to be who I am now, to live the life that I live now. It was only because I drilled in my head that I did deserve it. Because for a while, I was like, I don't know. I feel like when you don't know, nobody know.
Right. How did you get over that hump, though? Because when you don't know, you really don't know.
You really don't know.
Hard to convey to people, especially if you've had success of any sort by that point. How were you talking to yourself in that time?
I've always valued just like the harsh truth. Just give me the harsh truth. And so I always sought to find it. Like, I would watch interviews all the time. Like, when I was doing homeschool, girl, I was cheating on that homeschool, and I was just watching interviews. I wanted to see the truth. At the time, I was in like this toxic situation. But the guy was talking about therapy, and I was like, what is therapy like? That's in real life? That's not in the movies? What is this? And I felt like if this person can tell you about yourself, and you actually believe it, I need to hear what they need to say about me.
Mm.
You know, that ended. But that therapist, period. It taught me this whole new world of self-discovery.
Right.
There were so many limiting beliefs that I had on myself that were just my life. Like, oh, I can't do that because I'm this. Oh, I'm too tall for that. Oh, I'm too thick for that. Oh, I'm this way and I don't fit into that. Oh, I don't talk like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't sing that way. That's not gonna happen for me. You know, it was like so many things that I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't even know until somebody who wasn't related to me, who wasn't gonna judge me, who was only there to sit there and listen to me for a fee, was like, wait, why'd you say that? And I'd be like, I actually don't know.
Right.
And I learned the answers.
Is therapy still a thing
now for you? Because now, new chapter.
Right.
If I'm not operating as like a good Courtney, my government name, then Coco is not gonna eat. And if I'm going too hard as Coco, my personal life suffers.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
You got cast in the series Bel Air, and you were the role of Hillary Banks.
Yes. I did not know what was gonna happen.
Mm.
I was a little scared because, you know, black people, we a tough crowd.
Yeah.
And The Fresh Prince is a classic. So I was like, ooh, all right now. I really give credit to the show creator, Morgan Cooper, a black man who had an idea, and another black man, Will Smith, who gave him a platform.
Yes.
And then I get a job, and who knows what that will continue to inspire for the future generations.
Is there any point in that where you're saying to yourself, how do I make sure that like people don't only see me as Hillary? Because the character was iconic, you're reprising the role, but people loved you in the role. There's a lot of people who met you there.
Yeah, people have nostalgia attached to roles, and I'm gonna always see the characters from The Office at The Office. Now, it don't help that I watch the show every day and night, so that's probably keeping me in a time warp. But it's a feel-good show to me. It's attached to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that's who you see me as, then that's who you see me as. It's fine by me.
Well, I do have some people that have been cited as some of your biggest musical influences. So I'm going to name a few. First thing that comes to mind when I name these musicians.
Okay.
Brandy.
Vocal, Stax. See me on the Brandy Monica tour as well. I'm on,
yes,
on 3 dates, but I'm going to kill them, okay?
That's iconic.
Thank you.
Hello? Like, it really is iconic.
I'm like a sponge. So to just be around the women that I look up to, I'm learning, I'm growing, it's inspiring. I feel like I can conquer the world.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Girl, this is a year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love that for you. Beyonce.
That was the word.
Yep.
Whew. And that's it.
Period.
Out of breath.
Yes. Britney Spears.
Stage presence.
What do you take from that era of superstar when you're developing what your stage presence looks like?
Individuality. Everyone has their thing. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I really want for myself. And sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, this is my thing. And then I'm like, I don't want that to be my thing. And then I'm like, what is my thing? And then I'm like, do I have a thing? So, I don't know. I think I do. I just want my thing.
I mean, even if you're figuring it out, that's okay too.
Right, I'm still figuring it out. But yeah, I think that was something that I really just loved from that time. Like, you know, Pink, Brandy,
yes,
Beyonce, Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm. What about Mariah Carey?
What's on up?
Rihanna.
Island girl.
Last one, Mary J. Blige.
Queen of Soul.
Mm-hmm.
I randomly get inspired to do deep Wikipedia dives. And I was doing a deep Wikipedia dive on Mary J. Blige. She is so OG with it. Like, hello.
You're talking about somebody having their thing. She's like R&B,
yes,
but she's hip-hop. She's like,
yes,
the first.
Yes, the
lady
Jack Swing.
To,
with,
yeah,
the,
you know, she brings in the,
yes,
I'm here.
I felt really like music when I said Jack Swing. It's just like a, it's the beat. It's like, goom, goom, goom.
Okay.
You know the,
oh, like, it's like a type of,
it's like a type of beat.
Oh, okay.
Hammer time.
Oh.
That feel, that feel.
Okay,
feel.
Okay, yes.
Now, if I get wrong and that ain't Jack Swing, then blame it on Wikipedia. Because, you know, anybody can edit
anything,
those.
When you said you did a deep dive on Wikipedia with Mary J. Blige, I was in my mind like, I hope no fans were on there.
No, seriously. Sometimes I'd be like, no, who the hell put this?
Yes.
I'm like, cite the source, because you lying.
Have you ever seen anything about yourself? You're like, well, when did that happen?
I saw when there was a moment where people had thought I wrote ICU about a girl.
I want to see.
And they was really like, we know, Coco. We know. I'm like, well, tell me. LOLOLOL.
Yeah.
Girl, I be chronically offline. Because I be scared to see something about myself that I don't want to see. Especially now people know my business. Ugh. I just be off.
How does the superstardom of Coco Jones work and that matter then? Because people follow everything.
Like, it literally makes my heart jump. But therapy. Mm. And also I've learned that, like, when I leave my house, I'm technically on stage. I can be filmed, I can be recorded, da-da-da-da. I can be seen, and that can be a thing.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to be seen, don't leave your house. And if you want to be seen and you accept that that comes with your job, then leave your house, but knowing what it is and what it ain't, you know?
Do you have the balance of, like, a regular life at all?
Girl, yes. I was unemployed for many years.
Yeah, but even then, you never had people that would be like, aren't you the girl from?
Yeah, but we'd all be at the club. They'd be like, are you? I'd be like, girl, take the shot. I'm so grateful for it now because at the time, I got to live.
Okay.
I got to make mistakes. I got to have a real childhood outside of, like, being a child star,
yes,
and being, like, abnormal that is not normal, you know? I got to live and have fun and have relationships and breakups and experience life so that I had something to write about.
What did you learn about what the real meaning of, like, happiness and joy are?
That time wasn't about happiness and joy. That was just about distractions and vibes. Tequila shots. But anyway.
I've been there.
Okay, hello?
I was 21.
I was trying to live my life after all of that. And people were like getting into their jobs and doing internships. And I was like, hey, y'all not going to the club on Thursday? That's when I was like, okay, what is happiness? And I feel like for me, it's the things that don't come and go. Like my true family,
yes,
you know, love, loving yourself, my girls, my besties, my sister, my mom. Like, those are the things that are true happiness.
I love that. So Why Not More? It's out now, your debut project. What's your message to the fans about what they take away from this project?
You know, I hope that with this project, you can see it for what it is. Like, it's me discovering myself. It's us discovering ourselves together. I hope that, you know, you continue to grow with me. I feel like me and my fans, we've grown up together since Disney debut album. Life is changing in all the ways. And so I just look forward to us growing together.
This
forever.
Is the year of congratulations. So early congratulations on all the other things that are to come.
Thank you, girl.
For you, Coco Jones. Thank you for joining us here at BET Talks. Y'all, this has been another amazing episode. If you did not know, Why Not More is out now.
Thanks, Lauren. You did a great job.
Thank you.